joined by Harriet Sherwood in Cairo. You were at the airport last night. What was the scene?
Well, the airport was very quiet with people coming in. The flight that I came in from Tel Aviv was pretty empty. There were about a dozen journalists on board, but every seat was booked on the way out. Israelis trying to get home. We couldn't leave the airport compound because it was after curfew. So we went to a couple of hotels trying to find somewhere to sleep, and the scenes there were fairly chaotic with crowds of people in the lobbies, people trying to get rooms. Every room was booked out, piles of luggage everywhere. We ended up sleeping on the floor in the lobby of a hotel along with, 100 other people possibly.
So no signs of evacuation flights then quite yet?
Well, I mean, there were clearly people who were getting out. And, for example, Turkey sent in 3 planes to get its nationals out yesterday, and America is organising an airlift today. But I spoke to some British people who were there on holiday, 4 people from Northampton, who flew in on Friday, in fact, and have basically spent since then sleeping on hotel lobby floors. They were a little bit disappointed with the lack of action from the British government to get British citizens out, although that may have changed by now. But they really felt that the government could be doing more on that front.
And what about central Cairo itself? What's the scene there?
Well, we came in this morning from the airport, a journey that I'm told normally takes around 2 hours because Cairo is an enormous metropolis and the traffic is always very bad. There were very few cars on the road at 8 o'clock this morning, and it actually took us only half an hour to get in. But there were a lot of tanks. I mean, we passed maybe half a dozen tanks with soldiers manning what were kind of checkpoints, but they were just basically looking at cars and then letting us through. We saw quite a lot of armoured personnel carriers. And in the city centre itself today, I mean, there's a lot of military presence. When I was driving around in a taxi after I arrived here, there are vigilante groups stopping cars, people armed with wooden batons and also quite ugly-looking knives. But they weren't being aggressive. They're just checking who's travelling around the city.
We're told that the police have been ordered back onto the streets. Is there much sign of that?
I haven't seen it myself, but, you know, I've just arrived. So, one of the things I have to learn very quickly is to have to identify different... there's lots of different security groups here, and I have to kind of learn to tell the difference between them.
Okay.
But I'm going to try and head off to Alexandria either later today or early tomorrow, and I don't know what it would be like getting out of the city, and I don't know what the roads are like between the cities.
And protesters have called for a sort of general strike today. Any sign of that?
There is a call for a general strike, indeed. There's very few shops that are open. No internet still. Money is getting in short supply because ATMs aren't really working. I'm looking out onto a Cairo scene from the balcony of a hotel, and there is a lot of traffic out there, and it's all being diverted, and there are army checkpoints. So there's a lot of action going on, but, I mean, there's no signs of protesters at the moment, but I think that tends to happen later in the day.
Okay, Harriet, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.